Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Srilakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. After they boarded a train going west, Grover slept. Then Annabeth and Percy starts talking. Percy describes the cold voice he heard and told her that it was using him as a force to come out. But Annabeth said that does not sound like Hades. Percy also said that the voice said, "Bring me the lightning bolt." That's when Annabeth asked Percy if Hades already has the lightning bolt, why should he ask for it? So surely it was not Hades. And the description of that place does not sound like Hades' throne room. Then when Percy asks about her dad, she wouldn't tell him at first, but then she tells him about her dad, who was a professor. Annabeth arrived in a golden cradle by the winds from Mount Olympus, but her dad would not take her in. He asked Athena to raise her in Mount Olympus, but Athena told him that it is a mortal parent who has to raise the half-blood child. But her dad didn't pay her any attention. He married another woman when Annabeth was 5 and had 2 kids with that wife. Her stepmother was really cruel to her. She wouldn't let any of her kids play with Annabeth. Then monsters started attacking Annabeth and things got worse. Her family treated her like an outcast and a total threat to their whole family. Annabeth could not stand that anymore. She ran away when she was 7 and joined Camp Half-Blood. She feels sad about that memory, so Percy does not push her. Still, he had many questions. The tickets of that prize money they got could only take them to Denver. The train stopped at St. Louis for a 3-hour break. Annabeth, being a lover of architecture, wanted really to see the St. Louis Gateway Arch. Then Annabeth starts blabbering about the history of St. Louis Gateway Arch. Percy feels as if they were monsters, but Grover assures him that the underground always smells of monsters. So they go forward into seeing the St. Louis Gateway Arch. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.